Merry Christmas, everyone. I love this date, and I love looking into the eyes and the faces of the little ones that are so excited. Yeah, as we get older, if we're not careful, we can lose our ability to get excited like little children do. And Jesus would always remind us, he says, you know, we must become like little children. You know, to be able to allow ourselves to become full of zeal, full of enthusiasm for what? For what has just happened. You know, this is Jesus' birthday. I was asking the little ones as they come in, did you open presents yet? And we were talking about what they got. And the whole idea of gift giving is just amazing. I love all of our beautiful traditions here in the Catholic Church. I love all of our beautiful traditions in our American culture. It's all good to me. And so gift giving is another great tradition. You know, what are we doing there? We're giving away something. We're concerned about the other person. And so a lot of times we'll think, what's the perfect gift I can give, you know? And it's just a small way of just expressing, I do care for you, right? I mean, there's all kinds of ways that we can do that, but that's one of them. But I always, you know, at this time of year, we also think, okay, we can get caught up in that, and it's all good, it's all wonderful, but we can miss that there's the birthday boy right here. You know, what gift can we give him? What does he want? Right? What does he want? Well, let's think this thing through. You know, why did he come into the world? Why did he appear to us as this little boy in the manger? You know, it's an amazing gift to all of us. But why? Well, we could just kind of flippantly say what we'll always say is that he came so that all men might be saved. Okay? What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, it means that God wants us. He wants us as a gift for him. And here's the thing, though. He's using you and I to call everyone to himself. And if we drill it all down, if we get to the essence of what this is all about, God has given each one of us a power, right? This power is actually called grace. It's Christ that has come into us, the power of the Holy Spirit. But, you know, we can reduce our faith to, you know, more externals. I wrote about this yesterday, and I talked about a 1980s commercial, so bear with me, those of you who are not my age or older, right? But it was a funny commercial, very popular at the time for Wendy's, and it was three elderly women, and they had this huge bun, okay, and they open it up, and there's a little tiny piece of meat in the middle. And one of them goes, where is the beef? Where is the beef? And that kind of caught on. And so these series of commercials, where is the beef, kept going on. Because they were accusing all the other fast food restaurants of putting attention to the externals of the sandwich, all right, but missing the essence. Now, we can do that. Okay, that's why I'm using that analogy. We can go, hey, you know, I'll fulfill my obligation. I'll punch the clock, you know, and I'll try not to lie, cheat, steal, or kill or anything. But and then my ticket's good to go. But what do we do in the meantime? We keep people at arm's length at a manageable distance. We look for others to lift us up, right? Instead of the reverse. We kind of play religion for the externals. Maybe we're doing it because, hey, look at me, I go to church. I'm to be respected because I'm a churchgoer, I'm a practicing Catholic. If we're not careful, it could become that. Is that what Jesus wants on his birthday? No. He wants the beef. He wants the essence. So what is that? Well, what's the evidence that Christ is in us? Where's the grace? Where, in other words, where is the fruit the evidence of Christ. St. Paul would outline that in Galatians 5. He'd say, here's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Here's the evidence that Christ, in fact, dwells in you. The fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control. If you live by the Spirit, this is the evidence of that. And so now we're to the place where we discover what this birthday boy wants for Christmas. I call it, he wants a big old fruit basket. Right? He wants that evidence that we should have it, give it away in an exaggerated way. We should exude this fruit of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul, in that same part, will talk about those who live by the flesh. Well, what are they about? Hatred and discord, you know, sowing disharmony and all this stuff. And he outlines all that. No, don't do that. Don't live by the flesh. Don't live void of the Holy Spirit, the power of supernatural grace. No, let him in. Let him be born into your heart. So filled do we become that it overflows into other people's lives. And so what? We become attractive. People look at you. What? You're extravagant in all this love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and generosity and self-control. Something happened to you. Something's filling you up, fulfilling you. You have a sense of mission and purpose to your life. You see, I don't. I'm floundering out here. What did you find? Tell me about it. Well, you know what? I found the Lord. It's made all the difference in the world. And now he fills me. And I need to give that away as generously as I possibly can. As extravagantly as I possibly can. That's the most beautiful birthday gift we can give to the baby Jesus. There it is. Work hard. I called that I came that all might be saved. But he wants you and I to bring him to the world and draw all men to him and women. And so, my brothers and sisters, on this Christmas day, get into all the traditions and all the customs and all the this and that. You know, love it. You know, swim in it. It's all awesome. But don't forget, this is the birthday boy. Give him a big old fruit basket on this Christmas and for all days going forward. Merry Christmas, everyone. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.